Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 6th, 2025, and we have a lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies, headlines, and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Beeline Holdings, BLN, reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase. Beeline Holdings reported a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million, with a 37% increase in net revenue to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million, while adjusted EBITDA improved $2 million. The company posted a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, including a one-time expense related to its spirits business. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest month since the mortgage downturn. Q4 originations are expected to rise approximately 65% from Q3, with operating profitability projected for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026. D-Wave, QTS and BAF Complete Proof of Concept Project, demonstrating benchmark in manufacturing efficiency. D-Wave Quantum Inc. and BAF have completed a proof of concept project using hybrid quantum technology to optimize manufacturing workflows. The project showcased a new benchmark in manufacturing efficiency, reducing production scheduling time from 10 hours to seconds, lateness by 14%, setup times by 9%, and tank unloading durations by up to 18%. D-Wave CEO, Dr. Alan Baratz, highlighted how hybrid quantum computing can address operational bottlenecks. BASF's Ionel Rusu noted that the technology has the potential to significantly improve optimization tasks, delivering faster decisions and better outcomes than classical-only solutions. DataVault AI, DVLT, grants exclusive worldwide license to Scilex for AI-driven biotech exchange platform. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-driven blockchain solutions, has granted Scilex Holding Company an exclusive worldwide license to deploy its AI-driven technology in the biotech and biopharma sectors. This agreement allows Scilex to create a biotech exchange platform for tokenizing and trading biotech assets. DataVault AI anticipates the platform expanding into a pharmaceutical exchange, tapping into a $2 trillion market opportunity. The deal includes a $10 million upfront payment and up to $2.55 billion in potential milestone payments. DataVault AI's technology is supported by a broad patent portfolio and high-performance computing expertise. Tech media breaks. Parler Technologies, Inc. launches $50 million private placement ahead of planned public listing. Parler Technologies has launched a Regulation D, Rule 506C private placement to raise up to $50 million, with the option to expand to $100 million, ahead of a planned NASDAQ or NYSE listing in late 2026 or early 2027. The raise, managed by Digital Offering LLC, will support Parler's fully rebuilt technology ecosystem, including Triton Cloud, Edgecast CDN, Kivo, Play TV, Cardix, Parler News, and the Opshow blockchain. Chairman and CEO Yasser El-Gebeli stated that the offering will accelerate Parler's mission to build a self-sustaining, creator-driven economy. For more information about Parler Technologies, visit invest.parler.com.
Investor news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase, projects profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc. BLNE announced a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million with a 37% revenue increase to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million, and adjusted EBITDA improved to $2.0 million. Despite a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, Beeline projects operating profitability for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest since the mortgage downturn, with Q4 originations expected to rise by approximately 65% from Q3. Beeline Holdings is a digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform simplifying the path to homeownership and liquidity. For more information, visit w.makeabeeline.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.